Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, April 18. Coming up, Senator Aubyn Hill appointed investment ambassador to India, Jamaica ready to compete in CARICOM Sugar Market, and National College for Educational Leadership and Management Institute for National Development sign MOU. The details after this message.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases, 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. Deputy President of the Senate, Senator Aubyn Hill, has been appointed Special Investment Ambassador to India. This appointment is in keeping with a commitment by Prime Minister Andrew Holness to assign at least 2 investment ambassadors by Wednesday, April 20, while speaking at the official opening ceremony for the 43rd staging of Expo Jamaica 2016 recently. Mr. Hill's responsibilities will include facilitating commercial and social ties with India while enhancing Jamaica's economic growth and job creation prospects. The next investment ambassador to be appointed will focus on generating opportunities within Europe. The Prime Minister says the appointments are in keeping with government's long-term development strategy to expand brand Jamaica into new international markets.
We will also name someone from the private sector to help with driving the growth agenda, with bridging private sector agenda and government agenda to ensure we are on target for growth.
Mr. Holness says the administration is also ensuring that its foreign economic policies are aligned in support of the development thrust. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, through the Rural Economic Development Initiative READY, has provided over $10 million to the Caribbean Coastal Area Management Foundation, CCAM, for the development of the Wetlands Interpretation Center in the Portland Bight area in Clarendon. JASIF consultant and tourism specialist Beverly Stewart says the area will be opened to tourists within the next 6 to 8 months.
At the present moment, they are doing all the construction work. We're acquiring the electronic boat engines. We're going to be paving the parking lot. There's going to be building, all the boardwalks, etc., to be finalized. And we're hoping certainly by the end of the year for the new tourism season, December 15.
The funds will be used to equip boats used for tours with environmentally friendly electronic engines, as well as the construction of driveways, walkways, gazebos, as well as fencing and general landscaping of the property. Coxswain and tour guide training is also being provided for fishermen in the area. The project is being implemented by JASIF with funding support from the World Bank. The National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL, and the Management Institute for National Development, MIND, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding for a training program aimed at improving the competence of middle-level leaders in the public sector. Minister of Education, Senator Ruel Reid, says the MOU aims to provide solutions to the leadership challenges in the public service. He says the training programs will also benefit school leaders.
The establishment of a partnership with the National College for Education Leadership and the Management Institute for National Development is a very positive move for the nation at large. Both institutions must be commended for their willingness to resist territorial instincts and the silo effect, but instead join hands to achieve synergy in the area of professional development.
The partnership between NCEL and MIND will also bring about the restructuring and upgrading of various institutions across the education system, particularly in the public sector. A number of conferences, workshops, seminars, and customized leadership development programs will be held as part of the training initiative. And Minister of Investment, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries Carl Samuda has signaled that Jamaica is ready to compete in the regional CARICOM market for sugar. Reiterating his ministry's commitment to finding solutions to several challenges facing the sugar industry, Mr. Samuda said sales to CARICOM is one of the strategies for diversifying and sustaining the sector.
We are able, ready, willing to compete for sugar sales in CARICOM because we have what it takes to compete and compete effectively.
Minister Samuda, who will travel to Guyana this week to participate in the regional meeting of the Ministerial Council for Trade and Economic Development, COTED, says he will use the opportunity to discuss the matter with his regional colleagues. He notes that one Jamaican sugar company has already started exporting to the CARICOM region. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.